90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crowe. Students at Bastrop walked out of classes yesterday. It's all over the district's cell phone policy. They say the policy's been in place since summertime, but just started being enforced. If a student is caught with a cell phone, they are sent to the alternative program for 15 days. Hoodies are also outlawed, and students were upset about that. The fire alarm was pulled multiple times yesterday at Bastrop High School. Police were called, and the kids were taken to the cafeteria. The students had protest signs and made laps around the school yelling for change. A Council for a Better Louisiana has canceled its debate for U.S. Senate. Kevin Gallagher talks about why.
Senator Kennedy's campaign team says he cannot commit to the date because the senator's schedule is too uncertain. Cable President Barry Irwin.
We're disappointed.
The cable debate would have matched Kennedy against Democrat challengers Luke Mixon and Gary Chambers. Irwin says cable's debate may be next, but
our hope is that, you know, maybe there's a closer to the election some other time. He'll agree to do it with some, you know, other news outlet or whatever.
Irwin says live debates are still the best way for voters to see their candidates' true colors and opinions. I'm Kevin Gallagher.
And KEDM will hold a forum on the 20th of October for a chance to meet the congressional candidates for the 5th District. A Lafayette man has pleaded guilty to kidnapping as a gay man as a part of a scheme to kidnap and murder other users of the service Grindr. Chance Seneca of Lafayette pleaded guilty before U.S. District Judge Robert Summerhays yesterday to one count of kidnapping. According to his plea, Seneca admitted that he used Grindr, a dating application for bisexual and gay men, to kidnap and murder another gay man who is not named. The defendant Seneca acknowledged that he used Grindr to propose meeting with that man, took him to an isolated house, took out a handgun, told him to put on handcuffs, and then attempted to murder and dismember the man for the purpose of satisfying his homicidal urges, and that he planned to continue murdering until he was caught or killed. The statutory minimum for kidnapping is life in prison, according to U.S. sentencing guidelines. Sentencing will be set in 2023. I'm Corey Crowe. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a public radio service of ULM.